Now on BBC Radio 4, episode 2 of Bunn and Company. It's another week and there's another difficult client for the staff of Bunn and Company estate agents.
Bunn and Co. by Mike Stott. Time, the present. Place, Boggart's Bridge.
Pull over! Come on, I'm late! I say I am late for a meeting. Will you please let me pass?
Oh! It's a main road, is this, you know? I do know. It's not a cart track,
It's a main road, is this? Well, hello?
Hang on, think. Corporation Street's coming up, right there, second left into Trafalgar, then... Yeah. Perfect.
I'm talking about good vibrations. She's giving me something nations. Hey up, somebody's in a rush.
Oh, park this properly, will you, Nigel? I'm late for a meeting.
Righto, Mr. Bunn. I thought you seemed slightly,
You know what? A horse and cart right in front of me. I pulled out of our drive and bingo, there it was. Clip, clop, right in front of me. And that's where it stayed for 3.5 miles.
Oh, dear.
I'd have duffed him if I'd had the time. The driver, not the horse. Anyway, I'm late and I hate being late.
Mum had an uncle had a horse. Tell a lie, it was a cousin.
Well, you can tell it from me.
But he didn't have a cart, so it probably wasn't him.
Oh, thank you, Nigel. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Oh, Mrs. Cape, Mr. Cape, I'm so... Oh, sorry.
Cancelled.
What?
He just phoned just now. She cleared off to Corfu this morning. Yanu is awaiting her, apparently.
Oh. And his goats.
Eh?
Your brew, Mr. Bunn.
Oh, right. Oh, so...
The capes have escaped us. One dead certain sail down the pan.
Yeah. So I needn't have... Do you know what I had stuck in front of me this morning?
Breakfast.
A horse and cart all the way from there to here, holding me up. Horse-drawn half-wits. Oh.
Bunn and Co. estate agents, good morning. Tracy speaking, how may I help you?
It's a double white line all the way. Couldn't just blast past, not with my luck. Mm. A horse and cart on the main road.
Jeff knew a fella had a horse once.
Well, that's different.
But he didn't have a cart, so...
Oh, he did. Green and gold, very natty.
Oh, the one in front of me was green.
And the name was...
Digby Howarth.
Oh.
But he's dead, so it probably wasn't him.
Thank you, Colette. I think I'll go home now. No, I won't. Monica is still alive.
Just hold the line a moment. I'll inquire.
You might as well. Look at this. Barry Bunn, this was your day. See?
And Mr. Bunn, I've got this man here who...
The Cape's 9:15, gone. Then that couple in matching anoraks about that subsiding semi on Sheep Dip Edge.
Oh, yeah?
They have had a survey done, so... And him with the toupee is stopping with his mum, so...
It's gone blank.
So it's Scrabble with Monica or mowing the lawn.
Mr. Bunn...
I was looking forward to today. I was going to clinch deals and make money and...
Mr. Bunn!
What?
There's a Mr. Fishwick on the phone. Says he wants to buy a dump.
Oh.
Do we do dumps?
Do ferrets have fleas? Do flashers have flies?
No. Order in the ranks. Thank you, Tracy. Now then... Mr. Fishwick, Barry Bond speaking. Let me say, we have a vast range of properties on our books, some of which would certainly benefit from some work being done on them. Well, all sorts, varying from just a bit to quite a lot. And as luck would have it, I'm fairly free today, so...
Oh, good. Well, come in then. Come on, Fee.
I didn't catch your location.
We're here, aren't we, Fee?
Mr. Fishwick, hello? The line's gone funny.
He's here.
Who is?
I am.
Mr. Fishwick.
That's right. Phil Fishwick of Demolitions Army. You'll know the name.
But how are...
Mobile, Mr. Bunn. Progress.
And this is Fiona, my fiancé. Doesn't talk much, do you, Fee? No. I'm the chatterbox, me. She's the strong, silent type, aren't you, Fee?
More the sullen, sulky sort, if you ask me.
We didn't.
Right. Good. Now,
Clubfoot Vicarage, Victoria Villas, that bungalow up Bog End Brow, for starters.
Just as long as they need work doing to them, and plenty of it.
Right. Well, this is rather unusual for me, but...
Oh, none the worse for that.
No. Just what the doctor ordered. Now then, car. Mine's just round the back, so...
Mine's just out front. There.
Oh, a Rolls Royce. Well, shall we take yours, then?
We said you'd say that, didn't we, Fee?
Good Lord. It's as quiet as this 80s, isn't it? I've never been in one before. Is it true what they say about the clock? Shh. Oh. It is. The sound of luxury. Oh, a tiny tick. I suppose they cost an arm and a leg, though.
Pennies, Mr. Bunn. Pennies. Oh. I found the bird bones on a scrap heap this side of Cleckheaton. They didn't even know what it was. A 1949 silver ghost, burned out and abandoned. I gave them a tenner for it, and they thought they'd rip me off.
Good Lord. Next but one, on the left.
The only cost was the 2,216 hours of restoration work, all done by yours truly. One long labour of love, wasn't it, Fee? Yeah. And worth every second. Oh, yeah. Is that it? The bungalow?
Spot on. Bog End is just over the brow of the hill there, so this is Bog End Brow. Now, the property itself is a fully architect-designed throughout and offers capacious accommodation for the discerning yet modern-minded purchaser at a price designed to reflect the problem. Oh, that feels funny, saying that out loud.
And the problem is...
Well, it's the location. It moves. It's sliding down the hill. Well, not up, obviously. Not moving quickly as such, compared to, say a sledge. But
that's it. Sliding. That's all.
Well, yes.
Oh, no. No. I could fix that with one hand tied behind my back, couldn't I, Fee? Oh, no. You'll have to do better than that, Mr. Bunn.
Oh, really? Right. Well, if you'd like to turn round, I'll do my best to oblige. Or do I mean my worst? Ho-ho!
What am I looking at?
Behind you.
Oh, Victoria Villas. Mm. And?
Capacious, handsomely furnished, filigree brickwork. Quite a feature. A late Victorian accommodation for the professional person. And built, of course, to the exceptionally high standards of that time, which is often called the golden age of British building.
Hang on. Why would I... Oh.
Exactly. Except for that one at the end, which is falling off. Slightly, but surely, from the others. Now, then again, this is reflected in the asking price, which I happen to know is, flexible. Assuming, of course, that the challenge the property does present might be sufficient to... Which it isn't. No. Right, then. Clubfoot Vicarage it is, then. Right, monkey? And
Now, given a few hundred hours of pretty savage weeding and hacking back the brambles, this would be the drive, of course.
Mm. Big trees, too, and plenty of them.
I'm not looking too well.
100% honey fungus infested. That's guaranteed, is that? The whole lot would need felling. Well, it'd take about a month or more.
Hmm, interesting. Hey, Fee?
Yeah. And while the stray dog's home is not part of the property, they are clearly audible at all hours, which might be an insoluble problem.
Oh, but I don't notice noise, me.
Do I, Fee?
No. By God, big, innit?
Colossal. Gi-bloody-normous. And another whole wing you can't see from this side for servants and children and other odds and sods. 8 bedrooms in the main house, 3 bathrooms, none en suite, all leaking. So the ceilings have gone in 3 rooms downstairs and the rest are on the way.
How about the roof?
Well, the roof is sound, but it is completely lacking in any insulation. So, oh, and the whole house is without the benefit of any form of heating. So, a viewing? Yes?
No. He said no to Clawfoot Vicarage.
He did, yeah.
Well.
Cleared off, have they? Gone home?
Good riddance too.
No, no. They're doing some sightseeing.
Still trying to find a dump for themselves.
Quite likely, but not likely. They'll find one, is it? Then they're having lunch at ye olde Abattoir Arms.
Oh, well, that's them done for, then. I worked in the kitchens there. Rats get salmonella there.
And then?
Then, assuming they survive that, they're coming back for more.
More what?
Dumps, if we can find any.
Not now, Nigel. Thank you.
It's just something I forgot. That I've just remembered, but only...
Nigel, no! Go away.
Might as well. I forgot it again. Oh, heck.
He's not a sandwich, sure, of a picnic. He's missing the hamper.
Please, Tracy, this is a crisis. I am faced with a man who thinks Clawfoot Vicarage is not a challenge. 18 rooms need central heating. Oh, doddle. Insulating a roof the size of Yorkminster. Oh, barely a weekend's work. So?
So he's a crackpot.
And so is she for staying with him.
Yeah, but the money is there. Dosh, moolah. On the nail, on the dot. He is a crackpot who is itching to dole out the readies for somewhere so horrible nobody in their right mind would even, think of restoring it. So?
So? You want the house from hell, do you? The ultimate unfit for human habitation, abandoned by rats and fleas even, dump?
I do, and you've 3 hours to find it. Yes? Oh, please.
Tracy? Ready? Steady? Go.
I remembered. What I forgot. Then remembered. Then forgot again. Do you remember? This. See, I got up on time, by mistake, this morning. So I was early, by accident. And Mrs. Bunn phoned and told me she wanted some shopping doing. That she forgot to tell you, Mr. Bunn.
Mm.
So, as she told me what it was that she wanted, I wrote it down on paper so I'd not forget what she wanted. But then I forgot the paper. But now I've remembered, so... Mr. Bunn?
Thank you, Nigel. I'll do it later. I'll have plenty of time. Nothing else to do. Not anymore.
I know I'm only slightly psychic, but I'm getting these... Oh, vibrations somehow that something's not quite... Tickety-boo? Mind, I might be wrong. I had some very strong vibes that my mum was drowning last week and she was only having a bath, so...
We've been looking for the dumpiest dump in the world.
For 3 long hours without a break.
And we haven't found it.
I'll be in my sanctum if anybody wants me, which nobody will, but...
Well, I don't know about the world, but around here, wouldn't that be where my granddad Bottomley lived? Till he hanged himself.
What?
I think he asked you to sell it for him, Mr. Bunn. I was only a little kid. It was even before computers, nearly. Which is probably why it never got put on when the files went electronic. Because I think when you looked at it, well, it was such a dump, even then, that you just laughed at him and said you'd try, but nobody would ever be daft enough to buy it, which I think was when he hung himself. But I might be wrong. Mr. Bull?
It was on the books. When books? Where books?
You went to see it and didn't remember.
Hang on. By the lake. I remember thinking if the hanging hand worked, he could always have drowned himself. Lake View, wasn't it?
Still is, if it's still standing. Up, yeah.
Lake View! Eureka! You bloody Eureka!
That's the lake, is it? The sewage plant.
Bit of a challenge, eh? Landscape-wise?
Oh, no. A few hundred Leylandi eyes will soon hide that. Hey, Fee?
The house itself, of course, predates the sewage works by a couple of hundred years, and a very fine country house it must have been, up till then. But since the sewage was plunked in front of it, there have only been two owners. One went mad and the other one topped himself. Since when, nobody has, felt man enough to tackle it.
Oh?
Now, the keys are presently mislaid, so we might need to force an entry discreetly if the front door is locked. But... Well, that's a stroke of... Oh, look out! Hellfire. I've never known hinges do that before.
Makes getting in easier. Oh, cracker. Come on, Fee. Let's give it the once over.
Oh, I say. 9, 10, 11 different patterns of wallpaper and all in the one room. Oh, and I bet if I just poke this wall...
Oh, dear.
Oh, perfect.
Already? Oh, yes.
You have a check down here, Fee. I've got to look at that roof. Oh.
Are you not going to have a look round, Fiona?
No, I am not.
Oh. Ah. Right. Oh, what's this? Two tins, rice pudding, one tube, anisole. Oh, yes. Shopping.
Doesn't your wife do the shopping?
No, not a lot. She doesn't get out much nowadays.
We've got major structural repairs up here. And every bedroom is full of dead pigeons. Oh.
Has she got that agoraphobia? Well, there's quite a bit of it about.
No. Just depression. And being on the large size of big, well, movement can be problematic. She does get out to her obesity class most weeks, or she'll have a waddle around the market if she's feeling frisky. But she's mostly sitting or lying down.
Needs gutting. Totally gutting.
I quite like shopping, really. Then I do a lot of the cooking when needs must. I find the washing a bit of a slog.
You want to go up there, Fee? You'd love the bathroom. It's got wet rot, dry rot, four kinds of fungus, and what might just, with any luck, be Death Watch beetle. Oh, it's only still standing through force of habit, huh? Diaphlogimbolical. Perfect, eh, Fee? Yeah?
I'm not sure if Fiona...
I'll tell you what, we'll make you an offer in cash.
Won't we, Fee?
Yeah. Now then, now let me see now, what sort of figure might be... Sorry, what?
Don't look at me.
Do you know what this man does?
He flogs hopeless houses to mugs like me. Has something happened? Fiona?
He goes shopping. He can cook. He does the washing and you do the cleaning too.
Well, yeah, but...
He treats his wife like a queen. He doesn't spend his time knocking things down and restoring rotten Rolls Royces and getting oil and muck ingrained in his hands. Look at his hands. Oh, soft, gentle, beautiful hands. Even if he is fighting flab and losing his air.
Steady on, Fiona.
And look at yours. Grey, mucky mitts that feel like Brella pads.
Me?
You stupid lump.
Ow!
And as for you, Mr. Bunn. Oh, Barry. Oh. You've changed my life, you have. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Steady on, Alfie.
Don't talk to me, you. I've had enough of lumps like you. I'm going to chuck your engagement ring into that stupid sewage and I'm off. So,
ow.
And ow. And good riddance to you.
Ow.
And I bet he don't leave his smelly socks under the bed neither. Yuck.
Do you not?
Well, no.
Oh. But what started it? And what happened? And why me?
And did you tell him? Because you're a pillock.
I didn't think it'd be very helpful, Tracy. Mind you, nothing was. Just what's happened over and over again. And howling, well, for about half an hour. Then sobbing, what's happened again?
And then what happened?
Well, he dropped me off here, still sobbing his socks off. But the dashboard was dripping. But...
They didn't make an offer?
No. No, I'll be in my sanctum if... Story of my life, really. Things are nearly all right, but not quite. Or was so near, and yet so...
far.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Still, at least he got snogged.
What would she know about snogging Flouncy Flump? Oh, you know, I'd like to go in there now and give him a good cuddle and a kiss and tell him it'll be all right. Even if it won't.
Well, I'm not stopping you.
Eh?
Go on. Cheer him up. Do him some good. And you, too.
He's a married man. I'm married, too.
So?
I couldn't. I couldn't have... Could I?
I'm going shopping.
All right.
Colette.
Sorry, what?
Nothing.
Oh, right. Shopping, right.
I wanted to say I'm very sorry for what happened, Mr. Bunn.
Oh, now...
I don't mean Fiona. I mean breaking down like that. Because I'm not a man who loses control like that. And I hope you weren't too upset because... Well, I wasn't. Not for long. And I'm not now. Not at all.
Oh, no?
Shut it.
See what I did. Barry, if I might. You see, Barry, what I did... I dropped you off and I couldn't see for tears. And I thought you're going to crash and kill yourself, you are. And I didn't care. But then I did care. So then I pulled over and I got out and I did my deep breathing exercises, which I do to calm down. And I'm calm now. Very calm indeed. I mean, what happened to me? I've lost a fiancé. That's all. I know it's a body blow, but... 3 years I've known her. Never bought a drink for herself in 3 years. Chinese takeaway every Saturday. Fortnights in Florida. Flowers when she had the flu. I never missed a single birthday. Just that ring alone, that set me back. Oh, stay calm. Very calm. And where's the ring now? Soaking sewage. Hang on a minute. I should be breathing.
Oh.
Where was I?
Sunken sewage.
Calm. Yes. Broken-hearted but calm. Which I am too. Broken-hearted, but life goes on, Barry, doesn't it?
Well, it seems to.
And I'm going on too, Barry. I'm going to make an offer on that dump in writing by email. I am.
See?
And I'll buy it, and I'll do it up by myself and live in it. All by myself, if needs be. Even if I never get another fiancé and never have a wife, nor kids, nor grandchildren, nor... Even if the rest of my life is empty and lonely and miserable. I'm going on, Barry. I am. Hang on. I am going on. Mm. Going on. I'll be in touch. No matter what, I'm going on.
On and on and...
And on!
But going to buy. You did it, Barry.
I did, didn't I?
I'll go make a brew. Well, why not?
For once in my life, against all the odds, I did it.
Well done, kid.
Thanks, kid. Right, shopping. Two tins of rice pudding and a tube of Anisol for Monica. Is there anything I can get for you, Colette? Flowers? Champagne?
Now, don't go daft yet. Wait till you see the colour of his money.
You're right. I'll be Mr. Sensible. As ever.
Tea or coffee, is it?
Oh, make it champagne and plenty of it.
What?
Weak tea! Leave out the milk. It looks just like champagne.
That was Bun and Co. Barry Bun was played by Keith Barron, Colette by Julia Deakin, Nigel by James Frost, and Tracy by Lindsay Marshall. Phil Fishwick was played by Paul Angelis, and Fee by Tracy Brabin. It was written by Mike Stott, produced by Bruce Hyman, and directed by Dirk Maggs. Bun and Co. was an above-the-title production for BBC Radio 4.